Hey everybody, Bob DiGiacomo coming to you from beautiful and sunny Bermuda. Hey, every day is beautiful and sunny. It doesn't matter what's going on. And I've got a really, really great story to work with you on today. This is the third in a series. But before I go into that, remember you can subscribe to my YouTube channel and never miss out on any of the great films that I am out there making on leadership and other topics. And of course, you can find my podcasts, which you can take with you and listen on the road or while you're working out or walking down the beach with your favorite person hand in hand, skimming through the surf, getting wet up to your ankles or above. Hey, that's up to you. But anyway, you can find me on iTunes at Intentional Growth Coaching. And of course, I still have my other podcast show up and running, the Bermuda Bob Show, which has a multitude of great stories and leadership podcasts as well. So you've got two choices, the Bermuda Bob Show and Intentional Growth Coaching. Today, I am going to be speaking to you on the psychology of color. And who knew the impact on our daily lives? Well, as I've stated previously, this is the third in a series that I've produced. The first one was on bridges and tunnels, and the second one was on walls. And today is the culmination of the three on colors, the psychology of colors, who knew the impact it would have on our daily lives. And you may be wondering why I've been talking about bridges and tunnels and walls and color. Well, they are all significant in things that have to do with our lives and our livelihood. And I'm referring to human conditioning and human experiences. And again, the first one was based on bridges and tunnels. The second one was based on walls that we seem to build around us today. And I'm going to go into how the colors of life have a psychological effect and impact on each and every one of us. And these three reports deal not just with the conscious, but also the subconscious. So be sure to listen to them on either my podcast show, which is Intentional Growth Coaching, as I've mentioned, on iTunes, or my YouTube channel, which is found under Robert DiGiacomo. That's spelled Robert DiGiacomo, for those of you that don't know how to spell my name. Oh, and be sure to hit the subscribe button while you're there for both the podcasts and the YouTube channel. So let me start off with color psychology. It's the study of hues as a determinant of human behavior. Color influences perceptions that are not obvious, such as the taste of food. Colors have qualities that can cause certain emotions in people, and how colors influence individuals may differ depending on age, gender, culture. Color psychology is also widely used in marketing and branding. Interesting. Marketers see colors as important, as color can influence a consumer's emotions and perceptions about goods and services. After all, the mission is to sell goods and services to you. So how these colors will impact you and cause your emotions to come out. And logos for the various companies are important since those logos will attract more customers. And quite frankly, the more colorful the logo, the more attracted to it you will become. And this happens when customers believe that the company logo matches the personality of the goods and services that are being marketed. Color has a large impact and perception on how you react to food. Color affects how people perceive the edibility and flavor of those foods and drinks. Not only the color of the food itself, but also that of everything in the eater's field of vision can be affected by this. For example, in food stores, bread is normally sold in packaging decorated or tinted with a golden or brown tone to promote the idea of that home-baked oven freshness. Does a brown M&M denote it has more chocolate flavor than, say, a green one? Then we have what's referred to as the placebo effect. The color of placebo pills is evidently impacted by their colors. I.e., hot colored pills work better as stimulants than the cool colored pills, which actually work better as depressants. Yes, we're being fooled by even the pills we take. They've got us coming and going. And this in turn has a consequence on the patient's expectations. And the lighting that you choose will also have an impact on mood and mood swings. As an example, blue light causes people to feel relaxed. And in fact, it was found that where blue streetlights have been installed in cities, there are decreased suicide rates and a reduction in the crime in these areas. Now, red, on the other hand, causes people to react with greater speed and force, something that might prove useful during athletic activities, according to researchers. Black uniforms are more likely to receive penalties. Additionally, students were more likely to associate negative qualities with a player wearing a black uniform. According to that study that looked at historical data of sports and how teams were dressed and what they were dressed in, a team comes to my mind right away in the NFL, the Oakland Raiders, or at least they were the Oakland Raiders, and they prided themselves on wearing dark black colors because they were the evil guys on the football field. But while I was watching the preparation for the recent space launch, the U.S. space launch a couple of weeks ago, I noticed something that stuck out right away as I was watching them get the capsule ready for the astronauts that were about to get in and blast off. Now, normally, through the entire space age that I grew up in, these guys wore white uniforms. In this instance, they were wearing black uniforms. And I immediately reacted to the negative because I've been around for where two space shuttles, one exploded and one burned up on re-entry, not to mention the Apollo testing back in the early days of the Apollo program, where the thing blew up on the ground because of oxygen igniting. So when I saw these black uniforms, I had an impending feeling that, oh my gosh, is there going to be a problem with that launch? Well, fortunately, it didn't. And cultural background has been shown to have a strong influence on color associations and preference as well. Light and color can influence how people perceive the area around them. Different light sources affect how the colors of walls and other objects are seen. And is it any wonder when you go to your local hardware store to buy light bulbs that you now have these displays where they actually show you the bulbs and the impact of the different light on different settings so you can determine which bulbs are going to set the right mood in the house. Now, back in the day when I was growing up, yes, I'm aging myself again, we had but one choice of bulbs. You screwed them in, you turned on the electricity, you had light. That was it. Today we have so many choices. Well, the general model of color psychology relies on six basic principles. First, color can carry a specific meaning. Second, color meaning is either based in learned meaning or biologically innate meaning. Thirdly, the perception of a color causes evaluation automatically by the person perceiving it. Fourth, the evaluation process forces color-motivated behavior. Fifth, color usually exerts its influence automatically. And sixth, color meaning and effect has to do with context as well. And since color is an important factor in the visual appearance of products, as well as in brand recognition, color psychology has become important to marketing. Now, recent work in marketing has shown that color can be used to communicate brand personality. Yes, we all have a personality when it comes to brand. Even though there are attempts to classify consumer response to different colors, everyone perceives color differently. And this physiological and emotional effect of color in each person is influenced by several factors such as past experiences, culture, religion, natural environment, gender, race, and yes, nationality. When making color decisions, it's important to determine the target audience in order to convey the right message. You see, color decisions can influence both direct messaging and secondary brand values, as well as attributes in any communication that is taking place. Most results show that it's not a specific color that attracts all audiences, but that certain colors are deemed appropriate for certain products. Color is a very influential source of information when people are making a purchasing decision. Customers generally make an initial judgment on a product within the first 90 seconds of interaction with that product. And between 62 and 90% of that judgment is based on color. People often see the logo of a brand or company as a representation of that company, and without prior experience to a logo, we begin to associate a brand with certain characteristics based on the primary logo color. For instance, if I were to mention the Target logo, you would automatically think of the color red. Automatically. Although some companies use a single color to represent their brand, many other companies use a combination of colors in their logo, and this can be perceived in different ways than those colors independently. So when asked to rate color pair preferences of pre-selected pairs, people generally prefer color pairs with similar hues when the two colors are both in the foreground. However, greater contrast between the figure and the background is preferred. Although different colors can be perceived in many different ways, the names of those colors matter as well. Did you realize that? The names of the colors matter as well. Many products and companies focus on producing a wide range of product colors to attract the largest population of consumers. For example, cosmetic brands produce a rainbow of colors for eyeshadow and nail polish. I don't wear either. If you're watching the film, you'll see I'm raising my hands and going to my eyebrows. If you're listening to the podcast, well, just ignore all that. Even companies such as Apple and Dell, who make iPods and iPads and laptops, do so with a certain amount of color personalization that is available to attract the buyers. I mean, what color iPhone do you have? Is it black? Is it white? Is it gold? Is it red? They even came out with a new green one in this last iteration for the iPhone 11. Color is not only used in products to attract attention, but also in window displays in stores. Children's toys are often categorized as either boys' toys or girls' toys solely based on color. And with everything that's going on out there in the world today, these PC-type toys, we no longer necessarily identify specific boy toys and girl toys. Teams that have red in their uniforms usually attract and tend to cause teams to win more often than those that don't. So you remember what I said previously about black? Well, uniforms that have red in it are very positive based, and when it comes to time, color can even impact your determination as to how quickly or slowly time passes by. So what is it about the rainbow that gives most people a sense of happiness? I mean, sure, it signifies the calm after a storm, but the colors themselves have an effect on our minds. There's a reason why people prefer certain colors over others, and this preference says volumes about our personalities. Because each color has an association with a reaction in our brain as we internalize it. Color psychology is a well-known but yet less explored branch of the study of how our brain perceives what it visualizes. As far as scientific research goes, there is not much to work with, but the impact that colors have on our brains is used to manipulate our decision-making by multiple facets of society. We think in colors. We think in pictures. Not too many of us, when we're thinking of pictures, are thinking in black and white. We think in colors. Color is, simply stated, broken down white light. It's a dissection of light at different wavelengths, and each wavelength is perceived as a separate color. And objects tend to absorb or reflect those wavelengths, so that when we see, say, a yellow lemon, it is the yellow wavelength that is being reflected while all the other colors are being absorbed. So if you're looking at my multiple colored blue shirt here, all the other colors of the spectrum are being absorbed, and you're seeing the colors of the different blues that I have on today. It's a good thing I'm not wearing my spaghetti shirt, my red and white tablecloth shirt, because that would really freak everybody out. You'd think I was really positive today. Well, I am. But we feel color. How or what we feel about it varies from person to person. Some colors give us a sense of serenity and calm, and these usually lie within the blue side of the spectrum that consists of purple and green as well. These are known as the cool side. Others induce rage and make us uncomfortable or signify passion. And these lie within the red spectrum, which includes orange and yellow, and these are known as the warm side. Color psychology is a very important tool used by artists, interior decorators, and as a marketing mechanism in many industries. And the reason that many offices have a lot of grays and blues and browns in their decor is because these colors tend to cause productivity to take place in the office. Yet, this is not necessarily the rule of thumb, but it does hold true for a corporate environment. But if one were to, say, work for, as an example, in a fashion industry or the media industry, the use of brighter or more colorful paints would help encourage creativity. Many car commercials show black as their model because this certain color is associated with affluence and seriousness. In fact, the two most prominent colors of cars on the road, you got it, black and white. And the next one is gray and then red. This leads the consumer to believe that the product is worth buying. Even the food and drink industry uses color to attract more people to certain brands. The purple and gold packaging, say, of a certain brand of candy bar is a technique used to lure the consumer into believing that this chocolate is royal, has royalty attached to it. And why would not one want to buy the best of the best? Now, culturally speaking, colors have different values attached to them as well. A bride in the Western world will wear white, where that is what a widow will wear in South Asia. Go figure, things are reversed. Color psychology and associations are an interesting part of the complex working system of our brain. You have so many scientific questions about it are still left unanswered. And differences in cultural attachments to colors, they can only be utilized through observation and experience as to how color has influenced our brains over the years. But color is a powerful communication tool, as I've stated, and can be used to signal action and mood and even physiological reactions. Certain colors have been associated with increased blood pressure, increased metabolism, increased eye strain. So how does color work? How is color believed to impact mood and behavior? Well, way back when in 1666, you may not remember being there, I certainly do, the English scientist Sir Isaac Newton discovered that when pure white light passes through a prism, it separates into all the visible colors. Newton also found that each color is made up of a single wavelength and cannot be separated into any further colors. Newton also created a color wheel that when that wheel was being spun at high speed, that all these colors blended into themselves and turned white. And further experiments demonstrated that light could be combined to form other colors. For example, red light mixed with yellow light creates an orange color, and some colors such as green and magenta will cancel each other out, and you end up again with white light. And if you've ever painted, then you've probably noticed how certain colors can be mixed to create other colors. This concept of color psychology has become a hot topic in marketing and art and design and other areas, and There have been a few important discoveries and observations about this psychology of color and how it impacts the moods and feelings and our behavior. And it's a powerful force in our lives and affects our minds and our bodies. While we don't necessarily realize that from the get-go, it is having an impact on our minds and bodies. And quite frankly, the light that I have shining in this office could be a deterrent to some of you as you're watching this video, because it's what I have, but it's not necessarily setting the mood that I would normally do in a regular office. I've already talked about reds and yellows and greens and blues and all of those good things. And I don't know how many of you are familiar with the Pink Floyd album, The Dark Side of the Moon. And on the album cover is literally that prism with the white light going in on the one side and on the other side coming out with the full rainbow spectrum. Roy G. Bibb, for those of you that grew up when I did and we learned it in science, red, orange, yellow, blue, Roy G. No, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. There we go. Even I can remember from past mistakes and all the things I did in school. But colors are so important, as I've already stated, and this psychology of color as it relates to persuasion is one of the most interesting and yet controversial aspects of marketing and determines our personalities. When was the last time you went out to buy a Harley-Davidson motorcycle and you picked the pink one? Probably not going to find a pink Harley-Davidson motorcycle. It doesn't promote that branding that we've all come to realize. But there's also the razzmatazz of color names. Would you be more likely to buy jelly beans that have a color called razzmatazz than lemon yellow? Razzmatazz than lemon yellow. When you go looking for paints, as the missus says, well, it's time to paint the house. And they ask you to, you bring home these color wheels, color hues, and you don't pick out red and orange and yellow and blue and green. They've got all sorts of funky names, and each one is a different blend of the primal colors. But now that I've been speaking about the psychology and the physiology of color, I will go to the next aspect of what I'm going to quickly refer to and how human behavior is impacted by what we refer to as DISC. The DISC theory combines a combination of four personality styles. And you'll notice that the DISC wheel that I have two of them for you to see, they're color-coded. And each of the personality types is affected, and thus the reason why the specific colors have been chosen. Now, the DISC theory was researched originally by Dr. William Moulton Marston at Harvard University, and it's a method of identifying predictable actions and personality traits within the human behavior. And Marston narrowed these predictable personality traits into four personality styles. And so we've chosen some primary colors on this. And a behavioral language, an understandable language, a universal language, a neutral language, a practical language, all come from DISC. And there are benefits of DISC, because once you know the personality of the person indicated by the colors, and I'll go over some of the traits of what each of these letters stand for, because there are over 43 permutations of personalities out there. We are not all wired the same way. But it can have impact in business, on human relations, and training, and consulting, and coaching, in the ministry, in education, developing leaders, teams and team development, how your salespeople are doing, how your customer service people are doing, managing conflict, avoiding conflict. And obviously we have red. And red is associated with energy, war, danger, strength, and the brown out there, these are just some basic traits about the colors. Brown colors are dependable and reliable. Orange, on the other hand, also denotes energy, but joy and sunshine. Blue is enthusiastic and yet sympathetic and personal, warm, communicative, and compassionate. Yellow is associated with joy and happiness, as well as intellect and energy. And green is the color of nature. It symbolizes growth and harmony, freshness, fertility, emotional corresponding with sympathy. I'm not going to really go into pink or purple right now, but I want to give you the basics as to the symbol of what DISC tells us. And you'll see that the D is the red and the I is the yellow and the S is the green and the C is the blue. So based on everything I've just told you, you should have a rough idea what's happening. But D stands for dominant, direct, decisive, high ego strength, problem solvers, risk takers, very valuable to the team, but people who will overstep authority or could be argumentative. Their greatest fear is the fear of being taken advantage of. The I are the influential people. And I always sum up the I people by saying they're not looking for the next party. They bring the party with them. These are the happy, happy people. They're enthusiastic and trusting and talkative. And oh my gosh, they can be very talkative. But they're also creative problem solvers and motivators and peacemakers and negotiators. But they're more concerned with popularity than the results. But you've got to have some eyes in your group. And their greatest fear is actually being rejected by everybody else. The S, the green, on the other hand, this is the biggest group. They're the steady people. They show up and they can basically, as I term it, they can go either way. They're the ones that don't want to rock the boat. They're good listeners, team players, predictable, reliable, loyal, good listeners, empathetic. They kind of resist change. Sometimes it takes a long time for them to get over a grudge. They're very sensitive to criticism, and their greatest fear is the loss of security. Now, the C's, on the other hand, the blues, we're the compliant people. Notice I said we're, because I'm a very high C. In fact, I'm a CS when it comes down to it. We're the compliant people. We're accurate. We're analytical. We ask a lot of questions. Oh, my gosh. And when you think you've answered all the questions, I'm going to guarantee I'm probably going to have a couple more questions to ask. But we're the anchors of reality. We're conscientious. We're the guys that the D's say what they want done, and we go out and get it done. But we have clear-cut boundaries that we need. We're most afraid of criticism because we will put in all that hard work. And the worst thing that can happen is that either you don't let us know that we did a good job or you don't say anything at all. We have very high standards. We don't socially interact as much as the others do, but generally that's the gist of it. So today I've gone through some great detail on the psychology of color and how it has an impact on us in our daily lives. I've combined that with the first two. I urge you to either go to my YouTube channel. There are two other videos that are posted there under leadership. The first one is on the bridges and tunnels that I spoke of. The second one is on the walls and why we build them. And the third one is today culminated. I'll call it the trilogy on the psychology of color and how it impacts our daily lives. And I've even included personalities and personality traits in here so you have a better idea. By the way, if you want to know more about what your personality traits are, contact me. Reach out to me. I'll be posting this on Facebook as well. You can send me a contact, or you can email me at intentionalgrowth@icloud.com or intentionalgrowth@me.com. Either one works. Or you can, if you're here on the island of Bermuda, you can certainly text me at 705-9897 before I head over to the other side once the planes start to fly. But it's a great test to find out what your personality is, because once you know what your personality is, I then show you how to read the personalities of the other people you deal with, and then you're basically able to interact in a more cohesive and positive fashion. So instead of this happening, it's more of this. And believe it or not, there are some organizations that actually rate their employees by their personality traits, and then they take the dominant color and hang them on the outside of the office of that respective individual so that you can be reminded before you go in which personality you're dealing with and how to best handle that. So that's my broadcast for today. Download me into your podcast or watch my video that will be going up onto YouTube in either event. Have a great, wonderful, significant, and intentional day, and do it well. And determine what colors you're looking at and how they're impacting you moving forward. It really, really is quite intriguing how you are being monitored and manipulated by those businesses out there and how colors play into that. All the best. Take care.